You assume that, you know, they can just get a ticket and come home. That's the assumption you imply by saying that. That is simply not the case. If you look at the reporting, there was two girls who'd similar ages, 15, 16, circa. They'd gone over there from Austria. One girl had been killed in fighting, as we understand. Mm. Another one had then been beaten to death by ISIS for attempting to leave. So that's actually the circumstances that any young person finds themselves in. Once they've got there, and let's say they change their minds, which would be something that most people would imagine that they would do, faced with the reality rather than the hype, then they're posed with the problem of, you know, being brutalized to death, really, if discovered.
So in effect, they're being held hostage there.
Well, effectively, it's a one-way trap, isn't it? Really, and if you get there, then your chances of going anywhere else afterwards are vanishingly small, and the alternative consequence is lethal.
The sister of Siddhartha Dhar, who is thought to be the sort of the new Jihadi John, is giving evidence at the Home Affairs Select Committee today. You have been through that process yourself. What advice would you offer to her about doing that?
Well, first of all, Siddhartha Dhar is not Jihadi John number two, to my knowledge.
How are you so certain of that?
Well, because the fellow who's billed as Jihadi John number two has one eye disproportionately larger than the other. Siddhartha Dhar was not disadvantaged genetically that way.
So from what you have seen of the videos, your conclusion is that it can't be him because of the clear difference of appearance?
Yeah, and language as well.
Given the conditions that you've described the girls are in and the suggestion that it is a one-way trap, how do you think the British public, British politicians, should be more lenient about accepting people back if they're able to come back to the UK?
Well, I think it's right to say that every situation must be looked at on a case-by-case basis. But we come from a society which looks at children as victims of their circumstance. That's partly what distinguishes us from other societies that we say we have a moral high ground over. And when it comes to children and grooming, for example, where a child 15, 16 may run off with their teacher and appear in France, we say she's the victim. And what's right about that is that children aren't as responsible for their actions as adults. And certainly when we look at victims in that context, and there's a similar context in the Syria model, then we rightfully look at any children involved in that as victims of circumstance rather than perpetrators of crime.